Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And once again, this week we have with us Bob Bartholomew. He's been here since the beginning of the week, and each day he's been sharing with us his story of encountering the Lord in a new way after many, many years of following the Lord. And Bob has shared the journey that the Lord has him on. And Bob is a father, he's a husband, he's a grandfather, he's a retired businessman, and he's hungry for God. And his hunger for God has led him into many new things that he's been sharing over the last few days. And one of the fundamental things we want to talk about today is the central theme, actually, for the first 3 days was focusing on just the love of the Father and how much God the Father accepts us right where we are. He meets us right where we are. And he wants to, as we keep going deeper with him, wants us to come into a living experience of his love in a deeper way and learning to hear his voice in the unique way that he wants to talk to us, because he wants to talk to his children in that way. And when we learn to hear his voice and that grace, he then leads us to want to share it with other people. And I think one of the reasons I've asked Bob to be on the show is his experience is something that God's doing all over the world. I'm traveling. I mean, we're seeing in our mission and ministry just all kinds of people the Lord is touching and awakening in a unique way, and they're discovering that even in their weakness, even in their brokenness, that's not a hindrance. It's not an obstacle to the goodness of God, to the love of God, to God's desire to be with us and draw near to us. And as Bob and I were talking just before the show, the Lord doesn't have anybody on the planet to work with other than sinners. We were fallen people, and he knows that. And he loves us. He's come to save. He loves us. And he's coming to save us, and he wants to use us right where we are. So, Bob, welcome back.
Good to be here again.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the story so far. So maybe you could describe for us how you experienced the Lord working in such a way that your limitations or your lack of perfection didn't disqualify you from being used by God.
Sure. Yeah, that's the truth. I think I had mentioned one of the other days that I realized now God does stuff to us and loves us and is the initiator to the point where I don't have to think of things to do. I don't have to worry about the fact that I can get triggered and get a little irritated like I used to a whole lot more. All my areas of weakness and potentially triggered into sin are still with me, but they are less, you know, and they happen less. And the nice thing is I don't even think about them anymore, because I know that when God wants to correct me, he'll just correct me. You know, he'll just show me, and I just sort of take it as, boy, that hurts so good. That's good. You know, that's a good thing.
How does he correct you when you say God corrects you? How does that happen?
Well, the example with my wife when she said she thought that I was always right was one way. Another time I was...
Well, maybe some of the listeners maybe hadn't heard that story before, right? So basically you're saying... Why don't you explain what happened?
Sure. So I'm laying in bed at night, and as I've shared the past days, my prayer times at night and the morning are fairly deep, fairly contemplative. Nothing that I dreamt up. I mean, I'd heard about that, but I feel like, Lord, I call it remedial contemplative prayer that he's given me as a gift, just to show me how much he loves me and how much I don't have to try for him, but he's going to do all the work. He's going to love me. And so one of those early prayer times, I felt like the Lord just said, in some one way, I said, you know how your wife thinks you're always right? Now, he didn't really say it verbally, but it just the sense was, yeah, you know, he said, well,
saying, she said, she thinks that you think you're always right. Is that the point, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
She said, Bobby, you always think you're right.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah, thank you. And he said, that's a satanic stronghold, you know, that you've given yourself over to, and have a prayer of you tomorrow when you wake up. So next morning I went in and told her, and she prayed with me, and it helped. It was sort of the beginning of, I don't have to, you know, I think where my pride comes from is insecurity. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have to perform for people and look good, which is, we talked about that the last couple of days. And the Lord is pretty intent on having me know my weaknesses and areas that I can improve, but letting him take care of those. Meanwhile, let's reach out to other people. Meanwhile, let's love other people. Meanwhile, the good news for a lot of people is the good news for me, and that is, even though I'm a sinner and even though I don't have it all together, I can help people like me. And I can hear the Lord, and I can pray with people, and maybe they'll get healed. I can be counseling somebody, and the Lord will speak to us, which is beyond me and beyond the person I'm talking to. And it's just the Lord that does it, and it's not me. And I don't live in shame and guilt like I used to. A lot of times, truth would come to me with some guilt attached, and I think that's from the flesh and the evil one and the world. Yeah. The world, the flesh, the devil kind of come to you with those kind of truths, facts, you know. And you have to discern and say, what's really happening? Oh, I should treat that kind of as a lie, because right now the Lord's telling me how much he loves me. Mm-hmm. He's telling me how to handle the situation in his way, and I can just kind of go with it, even though I'm imperfect. So I think that's one of the, when I talk to people about what the Lord's been doing with me, I talk about the gospel message and how good it is, and there's just different parts of it that I'm seeing where for the first time. You know, one is, like I just said, I made something wrong yesterday, but I don't have to think about that, spend the next day thinking about it. I can just go, thank you, Lord, for forgive me for that. And then I can, Lord, you know, do you want me to go out today and to Kroger's and meet somebody? You know, mm-hmm. He did that the other day. He said, I felt like he'd been saying, hey, I haven't been doing as much hearing you and doing stuff as I had when I first took the Encounter course. But hey, I want to be open. And so I think the indication was, yeah, go to Kroger. You're going to see somebody there. You're going to tell them about, you're going to testify what the Lord's done for you. So I said to my wife, I said, hey, anything at Kroger?
Yeah.
I want to look like I'm getting, so she said, we can get a couple loaves of bread. So I got there and I ran into an old acquaintance, Alfredo Abolio, good guy. And we just started talking, and he was having some of the similar things going on with him as I was, and yet he was excited about some of the stuff the Lord did in my life, because he saw, oh, wow, that's cool. I want it to happen in my life too. You know, so it was really, often the Lord leads me to Christians who don't understand how much God loves them, mm-hmm. and maybe live more in the guilt and mm-hmm. thinking they're right, or being pride out of insecurity, and that sort of doesn't paralyze people, but it makes it harder for you to reach out to others in love if you're not free of all that garbage going on inside.
Yeah, and there's a direct relationship between our deepening not only surrender but experience of the love of the Father, mm-hmm. and our capacity to not be susceptible to the devil's strategy to mm-hmm. disqualify us.
Yes.
He keeps a record. He keeps a record of everything, and he reminds us, you know, why would God use you?
Exactly.
You know, because you've done this in your past. These are your weaknesses now, and you're just not ready. And a friend of mine once said, it's good to ask the question every once in a while, what do I think about the Father? How do I think the Father thinks about me, mm-hmm. or about the Lord thinks about me? Is he mostly sad, or is he mostly glad? Is he mad, or is he glad? Is he joyful? And to say, to think for a moment that somehow the Lord, the Father, or Jesus, who knows us perfectly, knows us from all time, knows every single thing about us, and he's come to love us and save us, is like, I'm mostly just disappointed in you, or I'm sad about who you are, and therefore I'm not going to bring you into the ways you see me working in other people, something mm-hmm. like that. And mm-hmm. so those are the lies of the devil.
Yes.
Or because my past, I'll never be used by God. I'll yes. never be able to be an instrument of God because of how badly I failed.
Yes.
How I hurt people in my life. And brothers and sisters, it's not so easy to talk about these things or fully understand them. And I think one of the things we really wanted to do this week, Bob and I, was just to say, we want to kind of blow up the devil's strategy of disqualifying us, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and saying you're not worthy, or you don't know enough, or you're not perfect mm-hmm. enough. Mm-hmm. Who are you to say mm-hmm. that kind of thing? And the stories you were telling this week of just how they all flowed from experiencing the Father's love in a deeper mm-hmm. way, mm-hmm. and him just beginning to talk to you and say, yeah, it matters if we fall that we repent. Mm-hmm. It matters. God wants to bring healing to us, but He wants right now for his love to flow through you for people that you know, that you meet, and people in need.
Yes.
And that's really important. I was talking to a priest the other day, a really good guy, and I asked him, what were some of the harder things for you in your priesthood, things that disappoint you a little bit? He said, you know, the hardest thing is how many people come to confession who have scrupulosity, like they just beat themselves up and they don't have any hope that something can change in them. And he ended up saying that he has seen so many of them get freed because he said, I started just asking the Holy Spirit in the context of confession, show me the root, what's going on here. And he said, I felt great compassion for people in a new way. And what's the source of this, Lord? How can we help them? Mm-hmm. You see everything, Lord. I'm just open. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them absolution. But I also wonder, is there more, Lord?
Yeah.
And he said, I started getting more. Yeah. And he started showing me little things.
Yeah.
He said, and then the Lord started healing people of their scrupulosity. He said, I was so happy for 31 years. It was the biggest burden in my priesthood. Like, Lord, I want to help these brothers and sisters get over these things. And so he ended up having confession 40 straight days for 3 hours a day to just put a sign out and say, come and experience the love of God, you know, kind of thing, like that. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. I'm glad you said that, because the thing that I find the most helpful in helping other people and myself is a very hard question to ask yourself, and you just mentioned it. I ask people, ask God, what does he think of you right now? Mm-hmm. So I regularly do that. I ask God what he thinks of me right now. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that without going against, you know, the lies of the evil one. So say, often he'll say to me, you're my son, you're my beloved son, I'm well pleased. He'll use the same words that he talked about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Wow, Jesus is my brother, and he sort of thinks of me the same way. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I do that with people too. I say, let's take a moment and ask God. And I explain to them, let's cut out the lies, the guilt. And if you can get in the habit of doing that, that helps eliminate the guilt and shame and lets you go forth and just share the gospel, because I know I'm a sinner. I'm self-knowledge, Catherine of Siena, but it's all in a little tiny box way off to the side. Mainly I'm just present with Jesus, and I know he loves me, and he thinks well of me all the time. And that's a concept that I didn't get before.
Yes, and our little yeses to him and our struggles to just keep following, he loves that. He loves that effort that we make too in response to him in different ways. And coming into agreement with who God knows us to be is really critical.
That's it.
And brothers and sisters listening, I think that's for you too. That's for everybody. He wants us to come into agreement in our heart that what he says about me is what's true about me. And his word is living. It's powerful. It's transformational. He has a superior storyline that he wants us to live by. The devil's got an inferior storyline that he wants us to live by. And too often we are listening to the inferior storyline rather than listening, being in conversation with God in such a way that we're hearing the truth. And God's words are totally freeing.
Yes.
And he wants to heal us in our hearts, and he wants to heal our marriages. He wants to heal our families. And it all starts with the love of the Father and being able to receive what Jesus has lived in from all eternity. That's what he wants to give us. So, friends, I hope you can join us again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.